but you're right. Okay. May God forgive us. Also, I'm a little down. All right. May God forgive us.
Still worship Jesus even though he was betrayed. So tune in to Radio Free Brooklyn on Friday. Tune in to Radio Free Brooklyn on Friday. Oh glory, hallelujah, hey. So tune in to Radio Free Brooklyn on Friday. Tune in to Radio Free Brooklyn on Friday.
When Jesus was a child, three kings came in from the wild. They followed a star to his door, and they listened to the Apocalypse with our Lord.
Patreon.
Render unto Caesar that which is his. I'll make you a believer in what you have to give. Come with me if you want to live.
Oh glory, hallelujah, hey. So tune in to Radio Free Brooklyn on Friday. Tune in to Radio Free Brooklyn on Friday.
Oh, glory Jesus.
Oh, welcome. All right. That'll do, actually. Yeah,
that was perfect.
Glory Jesus. To the podcast.
I think, I feel that we talked. Did we talk about the right time? Did we talk about, he tuned in at 2 p.m.
I think he did. That was the time. That was the time.
We got the time out. That was basically, that's why we write a song, is because we only really know how to communicate schedules through song.
It makes my secretary's life a serious pain in the dick. My secretary, I mean Siri.
You just call it an oral tradition, I think. And then everyone will respect it.
Oh, I've got quite the oral tradition.
But speaking of oral traditions.
Man, who's got two thumbs and loves oral traditions?
Well, I think we might not be talking about the same kind of oral tradition, Johnny B-Roll.
What are we talking about, Pat? The fuck you talking about?
We're talking about storytelling.
And butts.
And recounting.
Oh, man. We're talking about...
Also accounting.
All right, stories about people...
That's why we need to actually get you guys to come onto patreon.org and bring out your wallets and give us your virgin's blood.
Yeah, exactly.
We're running low on the virgin's blood, so if you guys could go out... good sources would be like preschools, any kind of internet cafe, like LAN parties.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was at LAN parties when I was a virgin. I didn't get killed, though. I'm one of the lucky ones, really.
Yeah, churches are surprisingly actually bad, especially Mormon churches. Like, you'd think the young girls, but nope.
No, LAN parties.
Are we being prejudiced against Mormons?
Only some of them.
Yeah, I used to go to LAN parties and people were like, John, it's dangerous, you know? Like, people might come in and kill you for your blood. And I was like, oh, it's just a little story.
Just spice up the Counter-Strike.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, it never happened to me, but, you know, the fact is, I mean, everyone who's on that scene, if you haven't gotten killed, you know someone who got killed. So, you know, they don't like to talk about it, but it happens all the time.
What are we talking about?
It's an open secret.
The opioid epidemic? Oh, no, land parties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, everybody dies all the time because of the fast internet.
Because of the virgin's blood.
And the virgin harvesting.
Actually,
Pete Thiel, that's how he made his first billion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's just like selling virgin's blood?
Yeah. I mean, he's like a tech startup.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's
no, he was getting all the virgin's blood from the land parties off of Silk Road and just like fucking selling
it. Guys, look, I know that...
What do you know?
Did we wrap up the whole plot line about Jesus?
I feel like there's still some holes.
Oh, yeah, because we don't. Oh, oh. Like the nails through his hands.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is a pretty good one. And I'm saying, anybody else have any other Jesus metaphors or jokes? Come on.
It sucks that we're on the radio, but in case you didn't know, the way that you'd say Jesus in sign language is you mimic like the nails going through the holes in his hand.
All right, anyways, well, Johnny Bureau has to go, so let's introduce ourselves really quickly.
What do you mean he has to go?
Johnny Bureau is not here.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know who the fuck you're talking
about. Let's introduce ourselves. My name is Patrick. I'm the host of the ApocalyCast.
My name is Sarah. I am the co-host of the ApocalyCast.
Right.
All right, my name is Jad Slayman. I fear nothing. I'm a co-host of the ApocalyCast.
All right. That's good. It's like declaring your loyalty to something.
To the United States of America.
Why not?
The U.S. Marine Corps. And definitely not to those fucking traitor scum who betrayed our country and betrayed the ApocalyCast when they voted for the other traitor scum who were doing some really, really shady shit behind closed doors.
And, like, largely out in the open, it seems like. A lot of this was just really wide up.
The list of traitors grows longer every single fucking day.
There is one traitor.
Who is it?
I don't know if we're ready to say his name yet. He's got a very special name.
Fucking shivering with anticipation.
Oh my god, yes, I know. Oh god.
They're everywhere.
I'll give you a hint.
Who?
I think, maybe, possibly, that he's a Greek.
That he's who?
He may or may not be Greek.
A Greek? Oh my god. Does he have a name like Stephanopoulos?
Or Scapa. Scapa. Schnapp.
Hippopotamus?
Hippopotamus.
Apocalypse?
Lesbos?
Well, listen, I know that we have a whole story that we're going on about Jesus and stuff, but we're going to have to interrupt it for a special broadcast.
Okay, fine. Yeah, this is a... Yeah. It's an emergency. We're in a national emergency here. We've been betrayed by a Greek. Who would have known?
Well...
We've almost been, like, betrayed.
A lot of Greek literature is about, like, betrayal.
And the path back and, like, compensation and battles and vengeance.
I mean, he betrayed us, and then he betrayed the betrayers. So how could we trust him? It's like the president said, how can you trust a guy who betrayed us and then betray the betrayers?
Well, I don't know. Let's go to that bar that we always go to.
Oh, man. Back in the day.
Back at the old Stinky Cat.
The old Stinky Cat near the waterline. After we always have to go out into the barge to convoit people. By the way, you know, I've reconciled with the podcast, even though I'm still turned on to Jesus. By the way, that whole plot line, we've wrapped it up.
Yeah.
And so I'm still like
crazy. It all happened in an alternate timeline that, didn't make it on the air.
I'm all crazy. No, it did make it on the air. So I'm still crazy about Jesus, but we're all like friends now. And Johnny B-Roll is still missing, but Jad is with us.
Yeah.
And I guess Noah's dead.
Are we all androids?
I don't know. Whatever. Doesn't matter. And I think that, like, we're not in the past anymore. Now we're in, like, now.
Okay.
But we can still, like, groove, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason that because we live in the present, because it's 2017, that we can't groove.
You know, groove. Yeah, man. You know?
A little groove.
Or get, like, peachy keen.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Peachy keen is exactly how to describe it. Because here at the ApocalyCast, I think that there's two distinct things that we will be remembered for. One. Let's be real, right? Dad? We warned you.
I mean, I don't know how this always happens to me. Jad!
Well, you did know. Actually, the difference is that you did know it would happen to you.
I'm going to be remembered for something. You want to tell me what that is, Pat?
Well, for predicting Trump's presidency.
Yeah. Yeah, we were all over that shit.
But the second thing we did, which... fucking welcome... is that we told you to fight back and that you'd get him.
And looks like, you know, somebody was like listening to the ApocalyCast, like,
yeah,
and someone heard what we said and they're working for us now.
Working with us. We're all working together
exactly.
to save our country shadows. And kill the traitors.
Okay,
but to be fair,
Sarah, we mean the people who are not traitors are working to
You were
save
like
the
mainstream right. You were just like not even alt right, just like completely
yeah.
right.
Just yeah, exactly.
Like vanilla right.
I mean, listen, when you're right, you're right.
I was right. So I was right about the election. We were right about the election. Yeah. And then subsequently I said, but there's a dark secret. There's death. There's blood on the carpet. There's blood in the fucking water.
Blood in my pants.
Yep, blood in your pants. There's blood in your ejaculate.
There's blood in the sink.
Yep, blood in milk. Just blood. There's blood in your children's candy.
There's blood in the kitty litter.
Yep.
There's blood in your cream pies.
And they're acting, all the Trump people are acting like, you know, man, what's the big deal? It's not like we smoked pot, you know? We just betrayed our fucking country and got Americans killed, you know? For fun. Why not?
And American allies.
American allies, Americans, and just and innocent people also. Innocent civilians. Let's not forget that. Also, they got innocent civilians also killed. So hell is full of goofy bastards. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but those aren't like homeowners or, you know, a lot of them are not American citizens.
Some of them aren't even taxpayers.
Yeah, a lot of them are Muslims, too. So, you know, you Pat, you know, you're not taking everything into account.
That's a good point, Jed.
You have such a narrow...
Our resident Muslim is schooling us.
Yeah, exactly. So you have just such this like narrow worldview about us traitors being bad people.
What do you mean, you traitors?
What?
What do you mean, you traitors?
I mean, about traitors in general being bad people.
Well,
you talk about it all the time. You talk about traitors being bad people, and, you know, I think it's just really narrow-minded and blinkered. I mean, listen. All what? The traitors did is participate in an attack on their own country and sell their country out to its strategic adversary.
It's not like they smoke pot.
Because they were concerned about, hearing a Kendrick Lamar song on the radio, and they were just like, oh, God, what's happening to America? You know, hey, listen, it's not a big deal. No. What are you so worked up about?
I mean, it's not like we're like having to say what language we're using on the ATMs.
It's just a little treason. You know, it's not like we're like we're having sex with like consenting adults.
I think it's perfectly natural that like gays were allowed to marry, and then I saw like a woman in my favorite superhero franchise, and
it's
I
like
was
you
just
might as well work for the KGB.
Yeah, exactly.
The FSB, GRU, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Might as well.
Yeah, I don't see what you're so upset about, Patrick.
But we're all getting
listen.
Down
they're
to the bottom.
Listen. They're people too, right?
Well, you got to understand Christian. What's my favorite religion?
Jesus.
Of course, Christianity is the best religion of all. Because it's a religion for losers. You know? Because Jesus lost, right? Like, he was crucified, but he was just like, listen, when I come back, it's going to be 10 times worse for you. You know, like, think now.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were like, no, we'll risk it. And he was like, all right. He's like, I want you to do that.
Lord, because they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's the same. That's how I feel about Trump voters. It's because, you know, they're like, oh, well, out here in the Midwest, we hear it differently when he says global is cuck. You know, I'm like, nah, you hear it exactly the same way I do. You know, stop what you hear in Chinese or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, the first shall be last and the last shall be first.
Yeah.
So. And it's like, well, you know, I'm just a fucking like racist loser.
I love Christianity. You
know, yeah, I'm just a racist loser, and I've never like left my hometown. And I saw a black person on TV, and I heard about
it wasn't playing sports or playing music.
I know. Oh God, just kind of freaked out. And Jesus tells me the last shall be first, and I said, well, that's great for me, because look at me. So that's why I ended fucking Trump.
Well, Christianity is based on betrayal, though. So that's why this bothers me so much. Because I'm back with the podcast. I'm back on the side of good. I'm not out fucking with anybody like I was. I'm not killing ramblers. I'm not killing gamblers like I was. I'm just
spanking them every once in a
while. Not even. They can do their own thing, all right? Ramble. Well, just don't do it in the same room as me, all right? It's like a 12-step on the rambling and the gambling. But I still don't fucking like traitors because I love Christ, all right? So that really bothers me, and especially to be betrayed by a man with a fun name. Let's do a little dance before we bring out his name.
All right.
You know, I always used to...
I wish we had some bubble wrap. If we had some bubble wrap, that would just be like
perfect.
You can
hear me dancing around on the bubble wrap. Quick crack. Just little bubbles of plastic popping under my feet as I'm doing a little Mary Jig.
Oh my God, Pat.
Yep.
I had no idea you were such a good dancer.
Oh, you better know.
Oh, you didn't see the videos on the Apocalypse Twitter?
Yeah, I'm the best dancer on the radio. That guy,
you gotta stop,
that guy's
man.
Name?
Pat's giving me
what
a hard
was his
on.
Name? It was
a
you know, I was a little worried about money, but now I'm not.
Like the Grammys seen, coming in.
I've seen 8 exactly. Mile over 100 times. And
that was some art there, man.
Yep, I think I know that I'm gonna be fine.
Who betrayed us, Pat?
Papa Dop.
I said, who betrayed us, Pat?
Oh, the Papa Doppa.
Oh, my
Oh, Lord.
Oh, but some people call me the Doppel Papa. You know?
The devil.
Because I'm like your father. That's right, the devil. Because the father's like Christ. I'm like your father, God. But I'm the opposite. I'm the doppelganger. I'm the Doppel
Papa. The Papa Doppa. Like.
The Papa Doppa.
Oh, my God. It's
all in fucking scripture.
The Greek. You know, actually, Jesus was transcribing the Bible into Greek.
Actually, it wasn't Jesus.
No, it was some guys later, actually.
Yeah, it was.
But he could have if he wanted
to. It was sometime after
his death. He knew so many languages. He could speak in tongues. That was his whole jam.
He could speak in farts. He needed to.
Jesus?
Yeah, he can do anything, man.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think this is a fucking
game? One of those Gnostic Gospels that they left out was that he could speak in farts.
But that's what I like about him, because I like the heroes from literature that are like when Luke is like to Jabba, like he's like, you probably should negotiate with us because it's like we will kill you, you know, like I don't want to, you know what I'm talking about in Return of the Jedi,
or when he tells the Emperor, he's like, yeah, soon I'll be dead and you with me,
yeah, and he's like, yeah, you know, so he's just like. Whatever systems aligned against him, they're fucked. Because, like, if we kill him, like, he's a nuisance. Like, Jesus was really, really good at being a nuisance in, like, his life and death.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So they're like, what, do we nail him to a fucking board? Or do we, like, appoint him as, like, you know, like, it was all very bureaucratic.
Like, he's being, like, nice to prostitutes now. Like, we were making fun of them this whole time. Like, what the fuck? Like, he's really messing up our jam.
Yeah, he's fucked with our... Or with Ed.
Yeah, I mean, if we can't arrest prostitutes for no reason, like, well, like, what the fuck are we gonna do?
If we can't stop sex between consenting adults, everybody's gonna just start fucking cutting parts off babies.
Yeah, I know. Or they might start having sex and enjoying it. I mean, that we absolutely can't have that.
There's no greater threat to civilization.
So, the betrayal of Jesus was so technical. It was like on such. It wasn't because like he rode down. Like his death was not because of like. The struggle between like fire and like smoke and like water and fire, like it's not like any of the cool religions. Like it's like it's very bureaucratic.
Taxes.
It's like yeah.
Space,
like do we really have to crucify this guy? Yeah, we do. Oh fuck, you know, like all right, I guess sure. And yeah, Pontius Pilate's like,
goddamn Jews are getting up to it again. Like fucking
yeah. He's like, oh, you're the king of the Jews now. He's like, I don't fucking think so.
Just say that you're like the. Just say anything besides king, and we'll like.
Yeah,
like,
say that you're the regent of the Jews.
Yeah, you know, like
nope. I'm sorry, man.
The chief organizing officer of the Jews. Like,
yeah, Jad, you play Jesus. You're like, but my dad told me that I'm the king.
Yeah, exactly. But I was told that I was the king, and that I was the Messiah, and I was like going to deliver everybody. And all these people have a fucking problem with
I'll
it.
I'll give you like the Grand Duke of the Jews. That's the best I can do.
Or
else we gotta crucify you.
Oh my god, my dad didn't tell me that like some fucking dude all the way over in Italy was gonna have a problem with
this. Well, listen, it's me, Lord Disciple Peter.
Lord, I don't get overtime for this
shit.
Listen,
you might as well text your dad. Jesus.
Okay. Alright, what should I fucking tell
him? Just ask him where he stands on this shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a really fucking tough question.
Can you be,
I mean, like,
are you just gonna be the fucking regent? Of the Jews, like,
well, yeah, I mean, well, the problem is like
symbolic, unpowerful.
Yeah, but Caesar is like all the way in fucking Rome. So, what's he doing, telling us what to do here in Jerusalem?
Crucifixion music going.
Yeah, what's this Caesar cat got to do with us in Jerusalem?
Yeah,
what's this Caesar cat doing, telling us what to do, giving us his coins, giving us his laws, sending all these goons to fucking harass us? We're just trying to drink some wine and some fucking like olive juice here on the street.
And bring the Lord's kingdom in heaven to earth.
Yeah, bring the afterlife.
Just trying to bring the Lord kingdom's heaven to earth.
Yeah, with fire.
Yeah. Exactly. And these guys gotta come start making a big thing out of it.
Effing fucking deal out of it.
Yo, Judas, what you looking at over there?
What?
Like, how could anyone in Italy really understand this kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
They should stay on their own side of the tracks, fucking
on their own side of the fucking Mediterranean.
Yeah, just like eat their pizza and, you know, and like their antipasti. Yeah,
and ride their fucking little, yeah, the little chariots, the little pink chariots.
Exactly.
With the little horn.
Just let just keep Jerusalem weird, okay? Yeah. We don't need this shit.
Listen, Jesus.
Let your freak flag fly.
Yeah, what?
Jesus, I think you got a point.
Thank you very much.
Yo, fuck Caesar, God, man.
I've been waiting 30 years for this shit.
So, but then...
All right, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. You're down with this shit? So you're a disciple.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's cool? I mean, no one uses that. I no like one uses that word anymore. It's an archaic word. I'm bringing it back. Disciple.
Jesus, I like it.
Okay, sweet. So I got a disciple.
We're all disciples now. Cool. You want me to go maybe have a few more of my homies hang out, and you know, maybe we'll make it like a party?
Well, only if they're really cool, you know what I mean? Like,
so more of like a kickback.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I don't want to bring in anyone who's like not cool around. You
listen,
know what I mean?
Like, you were saying some shit earlier about how like you're the son of God and like how you have fucking powers.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. I kind of like, you know, I feel like I don't want to feel like an asshole in front of my friends. Can you maybe like show me some of your power?
I mean, you know.
That or you can show me your dick.
Okay, well, I mean, okay. Okay, sure.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jesus, that really is a nice dick. All right, cool, let's go.
No. Okay. Well, anyway.
Well, I learned the lesson, and now I'm a Christian.
Wait, but guys, none of us is over 21, and except for Jesus, but, you know, he got kicked out of the liquor store that time. So, like, where are we going to get the booze for this party?
I don't know, man. Let's see.
Wait, is he still on the way to being crucified? I'm a little confused.
Yeah, we got to get really, really, really drunk. But fortunately... I can turn all this water into wine.
All right, Jesus, let's see a miracle.
Really drunk all the time. No. Listen, I don't want you to just be like my
friend. Beer is closed, Jesus. If you can get it open, I'll put faith in you.
Okay, Pat. Okay, Patrick, that's fine. But listen, I don't want to just be. I don't want to be that friend that you guys just like hang around because you can like turn everything into wine. Okay. Like, I don't want to be that guy. You all know what I'm talking about.
Yep. That guy I was at the party, like, in college, he was like, hey, he's like, what is that fucking
like,
water?
Hey, want to smoke a joint right now? Give me your weed.
Yeah. That's Jesus. He's just a weed thief.
I don't want no scrub. Scrub is the Lord who can't get no love from me.
That's a good one.
So
we should rewrite 90s hits as religious. But anyways, we were on the subject of Jesus being betrayed.
Yeah.
Which is why here, like...
He's fucking. We love these Jesus. Fucking dudes. I mean, like, who in Italy is so cool that you got to sell out Jerusalem
so Jesus,
to fucking get
you,
it?
You called your dad. Just your dad was like, "You're the fucking king of the Jews, man. You're not the regent of the Jews.
Yeah.
You're not the like fucking duke of the
Earl,
Jews.
The
By
Earl.
The way, I'm the Earl of Duke, but we'll talk about that later.
I thought you were the Duke of Earl.
No, I'm the Earl of Duke.
Hey, fucking. Pat, you're my
Duke of Earl.
You're my
guy.
Disciple, and that's the only thing you need to be fucking thinking about.
Listen, I am your disciple, Jesus. People don't know a lot about the other disciple, Pat.
You should have a dog named Duke and a cat named Earl.
There's a lot of people, you know. There's a lot of people who are always called like the 14th disciple, you know. But
there's a Gospel of Mary Magdalene. That's one of the fun ones.
Yeah, that was the one with all the bang.
I don't think it did really.
Actually,
have
a lot
that
of
much.
Them had a lot of them has like creation banging and stuff.
Listen, nobody with a messianic complex doesn't have sex. Okay, like
I don't know. I think that I kind of believe in Jesus's. Like, because he did cut his dick off pretty early, you know?
They don't like to talk about
that.
Yeah,
there's that one chapter in Corinthians.
Yeah.
When they're like, and then Jesus just sliced his fucking dick off with the balls and then threw it at everyone.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't know.
He's like, you think I don't have faith?
Yeah, dude.
In my soul, he's like, check this out.
Yeah, what a lot of
people. He actually used a deli slicer on it to be able to give a different piece of his dick to every different person.
Exactly.
In the audience.
See, this is something a lot of people don't know about Jesus, is that Jesus was in a black metal band and they were trying to think, what can we fucking do to one up those motherfuckers?
What is life?
Exactly. And they were in a deep existential
crisis.
When he's
like, eat of this cracker because it is my flesh, that's totally a piece of Jesus's dick that you're
eating.
Yeah,
dude. So he just
I used to get a little aroused when I talk about that.
So then at the next show, he cut his dick off.
The Jesus' body and blood thing is a little sexy. Like,
in like a sexy vampire way.
Definitely.
Yeah, because Jesus, and that's why we take the host on Sundays, is to commemorate that show where Jesus cut his dick off and threw all the parts like into the crowd.
He was like, here, and have some of my balls.
Yeah.
He was like,
and then everyone like ate a piece and they weren't hungry for like a year.
Yeah.
Or they weren't hungry for 40 days.
And none of them even noticed it. They people like just their wives and children.
It was just laced with acid.
And
I thought it was 40 days.
Yeah. And they'd be like, hey, do you want some food? He's like, No, I'm good. Actually. That Jesus motherfucker really hooked
and,
it up.
Yeah, exactly. And then on Easter, his dick grew back.
Yeah, that's actually the story.
Little known
of the
facts
original.
About science, dear listeners.
Yeah. Why do you think we sing about Jesus like every single week?
That
yeah.
guy was a fucking hero.
Yeah. And that's why he got Wait. So. And that's why and he got yeah. so famous in Jerusalem.
And that's why,
why
it's so sad that he was betrayed.
I know.
It was just
And that brings
dreadful.
Us back to the topic at hand.
Oh my God! Of fucking betrayal. Traitors.
Yep.
Pa la pa da pa pa pa.
Pa da pa pa pa. Very loud. Very very loud.
Yeah, I know.
Unpleasant to our listeners.
What did you do, Pat?
What?
You must have hit a button or something.
No, the music just
Those
died.
Cowards
well,
don't
I certainly
deserve
didn't
better.
Hear. I didn't hit a button.
Do we want to?
Oh my God!
Breaking news from the Apocalypse.
Stop!
It's
fucking obnoxious.
Another question on everyone's minds: who is this Papa Lapa? Who is he? What's his life story?
I think he's like a wide noodle, a wide Italian noodle. It's like hand pulled.
Yeah,
definitely.
They're like, hey, do you want some of the spaghetti? I was like, no, I have a little bit of the Papa Dop.
Yeah, and I first met him, and I was just like, hey, man, who invented olive oil? Was it the Greeks or the Italians? And he was like, those dirty fucking Italians.
Italians.
Yeah, those dirty Italians. I said, hey, man, who, you know, whose polytheistic religion was better, the Greeks or the Italians? And he was like, it's the Italians who are better.
Yeah,
it's the Greeks who are better. I mean.
The Greeks would grease their gods up before worshiping them.
Yeah,
the
man.
Italians would just rub them with oil.
Yeah.
Carve them out of marble. Like, that's so derivative.
Yeah, no, just throw lard on them and slap them.
Those fucking Greek gods had class.
A little bit of class up the joint with a little bit of fucking animal grease.
Yeah, exactly. unlike those fucking Italians who just...
You have a real thing with Italians, Johnny B-Roll.
Only the ones from Nassau County in Jersey.
Were you beaten up by Italian people in Nassau County, New Jersey? Is that what happened? Oh, okay, I understand.
It was so bad.
That happens sometimes. Well, that doesn't make that you mean that your racism is okay, but there's at least an origin story.
I mean, Italian isn't a race, though. I mean, anymore, at least.
If you want to get out in front of Nassau County and tell me that I shouldn't hate them, that you know you can die on that hill.
You shouldn't hate Italians? Yeah, you definitely shouldn't hate Italians.
Nah, man, I hate, like, it's like the Nassau County, Jersey, Rockland thing. Fucking disgusting.
I'm from Jersey.
And I know Italians.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, dang. No, I like Italians.
Hmm. Whenever I hear those tri-state accents, I'm fucking suspicious.
Dog,
I'll
coffee.
Let you know. What?
Idea.
Dog. Idea, yeah. Oh, you did grow up in Jersey.
I do. Oh my! But the thing is, I moved to Jersey when I was a kid, so then I was so fucking confused because, like, over the principal's office, that's like official. That's like a voice coming out of a box, which wasn't that common when we were kids, but it's really common now.
Oh,
but like,
yeah, they had a physical box.
Oh, yeah.
And then like they make box, you box. But on top of the box, they'd also make you fight a man wearing boxing gloves.
But like. They would be like, now taking things for our thing that we are trying to do. And if you have any ideas, please, like, bring them to the principal's office. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, this horrible,
oh,
like,
it was like nails on chalkboard.
We had this assistant principal named Mr. Santerre.
Oh, you mean, I love that accent. I think that accent is so
Mr.
sexy.
Mr. Santerre, and he was just this vicious Irishman, vicious Italian man with very fair skin. And he would just walk around, and his face would just be, like, bright red. And he would get on the intercom, and he would talk about, like, which kid had, you know, kind of stepped out of line that day. It would be like,
I like
Thomas,
this style.
Thomas Tassetta. Thomas Tassetta, will you come to the office now?
You have to be pissed on.
Come to the office now.
Don't worry, it's just a dick flick.
That's what I like, is that I want a very, very skittish Englishman with, like, a bad eye to, like, correct press releases.
You brought a tennis ball to school, and now I'm going to bend you over my desk and fucking slam you like a little bitch now.
Wow, like, this sounds a little...
That was Mr. Santerre.
When I was in France, they would beat up the kids, but not me, because I'm American. And I was valuable. You know? They're like, we can
Your
try
asshole
and,
was pure.
Yeah, they're like, we can sell him. at the end. You know?
So they kept you around.
Yeah.
They wanted you intact.
Yeah, they wanted to, like, let's keep the little French-American boy intact. So we can fucking...
sell him for top dollar later down when he reaches his peak.
More, I think more like they wanted to spank me, and they knew that they couldn't. You know?
Who is this?
French teachers.
That's a circular thing. You're saying that they didn't spank you because they wanted to spank you and they knew that they couldn't? That's not... Because
they wanted to sell him into, like...
That's poor logic. I expect better from you, Patrick.
They saw him... No, because they saw young Pat and they were like, well, he would make a great prostitute, so we need to have him, like, intact.
That's right. Would make a great prostitute.
Yeah, exactly. Those teachers saw the potential.
Wait, but...
What happened? What happened, Pat?
Yeah. No, it does. It's not. That
was... The Pink Panther?
What Pink Panther? I have no evidence. That was just some bass. Some upright bass. Man, does all upright bass sound the same to you, Pat? Jeez.
It sure fucking does, Sarah.
You know, go outside sometime, you know? Like, read a book.
Shit's gotten a little trippy here.
What are you talking about? This is like the most on the rails that it's been in like a long time.
Most on the rails? Yeah. That's frightening. That there is a frightening thought.
Wait, no, I thought you were gonna like regale us with the tales of the Papadopoulos.
Yep.
Traitors everywhere.
The Papadopoulos.
It all started with Manafort. Is that what the deal was? It started with Manafort.
It all started with Manafort. I'm Manafort. Jazz Papadop.
I'm Papadop.
You're gonna have to be Sarah Sanders because he's sexist, so he doesn't have that, like, any women that really have a. You could be Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah,
I like that better.
Yeah, I mean, that's Kelly was fit. Still around at that point, you know. Yeah,
she's gonna be like, "Why does this?" Okay, you guys get it.
Fuck. All right,
Kellyanne's like skittish and angry, mm-hmm. and she's like, "No, no, like this isn't spelled right. It's wrong.
Right.
It's wrong."
Well, what I don't understand is why every time that we have to do the thing that you guys have to turn around and be all meanie face, and when we're trying to just be a decent person, then all of a sudden you're just a big old poopy pants.
Hey guys, I'm Paul Manafort. Let's collude with Russia. Papadopoulos, tell me what you think of that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to think. I mean, officially I studied, you know, like Russian politics in college, but really I wasn't paying attention. Even my college professor says I didn't stand out in a class of 25.
Oh my god! Then whose expertise will we rely on?
Oh, mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fine.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. Well, then even though you don't have any experience whatsoever, let's use you.
Well, I mean, as just because you've been
Kellyanne,
big old part of like a large number of Ukrainian like back deal rulings and happenings in the Eastern Slavic like segment of the world doesn't
Everybody
mean that anyone
me
should be a
Slavic segment of the world.
I mean, just because you've gone out and traveled, that doesn't mean you should be under any extra scrutiny. I mean, we don't think that would be fair at all.
That's a fair point. It's not like I have millions of dollars to hide or anything like that.
Yeah, well, you know, well, maybe I'll just go to meetings for you guys. How about that?
Popped up. I like your style so much. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Then that wraps that up. Then, you know, we can handle all that whole collusion thing with you and, you know.
Exactly. I mean, like...
I've
never been good at
anything. Don't implicate us.
I've never been good at anything in my whole life. So, you know, this is something maybe...
Well, then, just whatever you do, please, don't implicate. Don't implicate me.
Don't replicant.
Don't replicant. Implicate me, Paul Manafort.
Paul, you told me that if I do this...
Oh, we're both Paul.
Paul... It, if you told me that if I do this, like, there's going to be chicks who like it,
Wait,
right?
Hang on. Are you telling me that your name is Paul Papadopoulos?
No, it can't be that. I think that's...
That's not plausible.
My dad had a bad sense of humor.
He popped up.
My dad said he thought it would be really funny if he named me Paul Papadopoulos.
Oh man, reality winner is in jail right now.
That is so unfortunate. Do you know why too?
Because she smuggled documents.
No, whatever. I don't want to get into it. But anyways, so yeah, the popped up.
Man,
he done betrayed America.
A man who came from nowhere.
It's like just because he has Russian friends doesn't mean that it should be any kind of. I mean, like, what about the Saudi friends of like Miss Clinton, and like, what about all of the sex that like you know Beyonce talks about in her songs? I mean, what about like all of the times that like small children have to see young men kissing. I mean, what about all of that? I mean, what's the state of America? I mean, think about
you're right.
That.
Yeah,
yeah. We gotta fucking give away all our nuclear secrets.
Yeah, definitely.
Because dudes are kissing, man.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It's not like our national sovereignty or democratic process really matter all that much.
I mean,
I know that somewhere out in the darkness, every time I see darkness, I know that there's banging going on, banging of a kind that I don't like. You know, so can you imagine the struggle of my fucking children having to stand at the top of the fucking Empire State Building while I slowly explain to them that there's homosexuals out in the darkness that are trying to stab them? Do you understand the pain that causes me?
With their dicks.
Yeah, being forced to do that, being forced
with
to spend
their male
my time
penises.
I mean,
explaining to my children how people that are not near them are a threat to them.
Pat,
who aren't a threat to them.
You know what, Pat? I don't think I can relate to that. I don't think I'm ever going to understand the horror, but I do. You know what? I think I can relate in a certain way because I have a son, and my son likes he likes a black musician, he likes the black musician's songs.
Oh God!
And,
which musician?
And I was he likes Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, tell me it's not true, Puffled Up.
Oh my God!
Goodness.
So you know, I it's nothing like the horror of having to explain gay sex and how bad that is.
Please, we don't.
But
say the,
it's really
the
bad.
GS word,
the
which
number
is
of
general security.
I hear from parents but, just like you, and this is exactly why it's important that we come together in order to make America great again at all costs.
I say we elect a game show host to be the president. That'll show them.
I think we're all bought in together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fast
great.
Forward. To-
Wait, but what are we going to do about our like Russophilia though? I mean, like, where, like, does Russophilia have
that's
a
not
place
a thing
in this?
What is that?
World?
Is that like when you eat your own shit?
It's when you love Russians.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's much better than loving black people.
Wait, hang on a second. How do we segue our racism into like our desire to see the country destroyed? Because it's the country that gives us the racism.
That's true.
You know, like if it weren't
if it wasn't for this damn fucking country, there wouldn't be any minorities.
Yeah, so how can
we need to sell out our country to foreign invaders
in order to stop
the foreign invaders from selling out our country.
Wait,
I mean, it's a classic reverse psychology.
Wait, is that easy? Because I've always been very conflicted about these contradictory
instincts. Well, listen, I really want to fight ISIS. And like people have told me if you want, listen, Paul Manafort, if you want to fight ISIS, why don't you just go join the YPG and take a 6-week training program, and then you'll be fighting them within 6 weeks, and you can like kill ISIS guys. It'll be great.
Well, you know
what? And then I was like, fuck that. I'm not going to do that. Are you crazy? I'd rather invite in foreign enemies that are going to sell our secrets to terrorists and then are going to generally fuck us. Because listen, the real American way of life is betrayal. And we've forgotten that.
I mean, how many treaties have we broken? What's our like general batting? Seriously, our batting average on treaties would not make it in Major League Baseball. And those are like general. Yeah, you know what those batting averages are. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then here comes like Obama, who's like, oh, we're going to make it a fucking Iran deal and we're going to like follow it. Oh, God.
I mean, we're like maybe like 1 in 6 treaty wise.
Also, he's black.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Very
Since when do we make treaties with brown people, let alone let black brown people make treaties?
My God, I think you've really discovered something that's an economic anxiety that's running through the core of our country.
I mean, listen. Oh God, the economic anxiety.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh my
I'm
God,
sorry.
Hang on.
I should explain myself. When I talk about hating Obama because he's black, what I mean to say is that I'm broke.
We have to change. We're going to talk about economic anxiety. So let's change the music a little bit.
I'm so anxious.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, the president was on TV with the leader of some South American country, and the color of their skin was almost the same.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
What's happening to my country?
Oh, my daughter is considering going to Smith College. She says she's a feminist.
Oh,
why?
The anxiety.
Oh,
Kellyanne, please.
My
oh, my God.
My learning calculus.
Oh, Jesus. Sarah, that is not right.
a woman learning math. Oh, God, the anxiety.
How is she going to focus on making babies like God intended?
Oh, she got the devil in her. She got the devil in her.
Why don't you go calculate my anxiety with your fucking calculus, bitch?
My favorite superhero franchise cast a woman. Oh, God, the anxiety, the economic anxiety. Oh,
Jesus. The cute handbag that I saw at Bloomingdale's was made. It was made. It was made by a gay man.
Oh, my anxiety.
We got the devil deep inside us. We didn't choose this.
Oh, if only I didn't have the anxiety, I'd be free. If only it weren't for Mr. Soros, we'd be free of these globalist cucks. Oh, little Billy, little Jimmy, I'm so sorry. Your daddy tried to work for you. Your daddy tried to make it work. But then Mr. George Soros came in and invited in all these fucking Muslim invaders. These globalist cucks
and all these protesters.
All these fucking protesters. All
these protesters going against our police to keep us safe from black people.
And these blacks and these Jews and these Muslims. Oh, and these gays. Oh, my God.
Why can't they just be there for the football?
Oh, my anxiety.
Silence. I have a solution.
What?
I think we should elect a game show host to be the president.
Oh, a guy that's been convicted of fraud, right?
Yeah,
like just Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, I mean, you cheat on your taxes, right? So why not?
Well, no, I don't. I have to pay my taxes in full because I would be arrested if I did.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a private citizen and I don't have the money to hire a lawyer.
Well, I mean, you know, Sarah, you've never been divorced, so you know, like you're committed to moral uprightness. So why not elect Donald Trump?
Well, that would solve all of our problems.
Yeah. And you know what? I hear he's like colluding with them Russians. But you know what I think? I think if Donald Trump gets elected, I'm going to get one of them.
Because what good
I'm going to get a good deal on one of them mail order Russian brides. That's what I'll say.
I'm sick of America. I want to go to a country that's whiter.
And she can't say no. She can only say niet.
Hell yeah.
I don't even know what that means. I can claim innocence forever. As long as I never learn.
Yeah. Did you hear the Supreme Court case about the guy who asked for a lawyer dog and they were like, we can't provide you a lawyer dog?
That's unfair. Why?
They literally were like he waived his right to have counsel because he said lawyer dog.
He should be able to have a dog represent him if he wants.
That's not the crux of the issue, but
the crux.
Oh, Jesus.
A crux is like between a cross and a crotch.
So it's when you're nailed up.
Okay, sorry. I ran us off the rails there. No. We should totally elect a game show host.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, yeah, guys.
He's back at the headquarters.
Okay, right. Guys. Let's Papadopoulos. How was your collusion trip? did you bring me any collusion souvenirs at the collusion? Are you seeing what you're doing? Jesus, let go.
Are you seeing what I'm not doing, Pat?
Making any tips on that poll?
Can you? Is that? Oh. Chad. Woo! Oh, boy. Sometimes I almost wish you moved to Cyprus. Hey, Papa Dump! How was your collusion trip?
Oh, sorry.
No, sir, hey, that's not how you talk.
Sir, most productive. We found...
You were doing Papa Dump, but you were like, hey, with me.
Hey, all right.
Hey, Papa Dump, how was your trip?
So I went to them Russians, and the Russians said... They said, hey, you know how you guys, you all like talk about politics and you can never resolve shit. And you talk about the most banal, most distracting, most pointless issues all the time. And I said, yeah, I know all about it, of course. And they said, hey, we're going to use that against you. We're going to use it to keep everyone distracted while we get all the upper hand in all these like international geopolitical situations. The more everyone
won't they continue to take casualties in low intensity conflicts through several years and expense billions of dollars?
Doesn't matter. As long as the American people don't give a shit about it, kids are too worked up about fucking Trump grabbing by the pussy kind of shit, then the
Russians,
our Russian buddies get to do whatever the fuck they want.
Oh, hey, I heard that they're gay. Did they say that they were gay or that they weren't gay?
Russia. The Russians said they're definitely not gay.
Did you press the issue?
No.
Was it uncomfortable when you pressed? When you suggested that possibly listen, that they were gay, was it awkward?
Listen, I ain't no fucking idiot. I know not to ask the Russian guys if they're gay.
Okay, Papa Dop.
I mean, I just think it's a travesty that we haven't sold out the country before. I mean, like, this entire time.
Yeah, there's never been a leader that was willing to come along and sell out the fucking country to...
I mean, how else are we going to defend American values without foreign intervention? I mean, Russia is a long...
Exactly.
History of family values and Christian spirit and fighting against the communists. I mean, the Russian people are some of our greatest allies spiritually.
We don't want to be like all those, like, we don't want to be like Sweden or France or America, which are multicultural
and have drug problems
that are brought in. We want to be like Russia, which has the worst or one of the worst heroin addiction problems on the entire planet.
Yeah, just like us. Yeah. Just like in my town.
America. Just like in every.
Who are these fucking like politicians, quote unquote?
Poppledop, why don't you Google that and check our actual.
Hey, who are these politicians who don't have a fucking heroin problem? All right.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't even care if
we need to all be addicted to heroin to be like Russia. Fuck it, right? What is heroin? Who are we?
Yeah.
What is life?
Fentanyl, mostly fentanyl.
Mostly fentanyl. What is heroin?
Who are we? Yeah.
What is life?
Papa Dop. I love you for a reason, man. Tell me some more about your Kaluti trip.
All right. So, the Russians say they got emails that say Hillary's colluding with the DNC. They don't like that Jew that's running on the other side. So that's pretty cool, right?
I mean, I don't know about the casual anti-Semitism, but yeah, it is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's really good for us. Hey, you know what would be good is if our candidate talked to the Russians directly, but just like in public on TV, and he said, hey, Russia, you should hack Hillary's computers. Hey. We don't want any.
Who's there?
This is the special counsel, Robert Mueller. I'm going to need to see some accounting of your activities.
Papa Top, I'm out of here, Papa Top. Bye.
Oh, shit.
Mr., let me see here.
You fucking liar.
Mr. Papadopoulos, you say. Is that an alias or is that your real name?
That's my real name.
Well, I have my real name,
but it's pronounced Papa.
Paul Papadopoulos, I place you under arrest for fuckery, douchebaggery, selling out your country, and just generally being a twat.
Hey, I ain't no twat. You can say whatever you want about me. I ain't no twat.
Well, I'm telling you, you're looking down the barrel of a gun.
A twat gun.
A twat gun. 20,000 leagues under the sea, 20 years in a federal prison. That's what you're looking at. So I got to know right now, before we go any further, will you turn your back on this evil path that you have come down and follow back into the... I brought a priest to help guide you back into the path of the light, into the dream of America. Will you betray the betrayers of your country?
How much you paying?
Minus 19 and a half years.
19 and a half years. Conjugal visits or no?
Surprise, whores
in the prison?
Hey, guys!
Oh, hello. This is my colleague,
The Reverend.
The Reverend,
Hey, guys!
Hey!
I heard that there's a little convoiting that needs to be done. I heard that you got a little bit of a... I heard that you guys got a little bit of a Greek with a Russian problem.
Yeah, what of it?
Listen, what of it, father?
Times like these, man. Times like these.
Listen, Papadopoulos, have you ever heard of a podcast?
Hey, I don't listen to no podcast.
Of course. Do I look
like a This American Life kind of guy to you?
Oh, no, you certainly don't look like the typical NPR listener to me. Then again, I'm not the typical priest. So, listen, man. I was once like you. I once co-hosted a podcast with dear friends on a community radio station, much like NPR, but better.
I've seen things
you would not believe. With your little eyes, with your stupid name. But listen, Papa Duff.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm here to bring in the light of motherfucking Jesus. How do you like that?
Praise Jesus.
Praise his motherfucking name.
By the sword.
I know that you've been colluding. I know that you've been...
Scheming and a-dreaming.
What rhymes with colluding? I know that you've been colluding.
And polluting.
I know that you've been polluting the environment. Colluding and polluting. Listen, Papadopoulos. You're going to have to come to Jesus. People talk about a come to Jesus moment, and we literally have one right now.
By Jesus, do you mean the FBI?
I mean, we literally have Jesus here. He's come to give you a hug.
By Jesus, you mean the FBI?
By Jesus, I mean the Reverend Abilir Baba Patrika. But Jesus can speak through me for a second. So come on, it's just like Whoopi Goldberg in that movie from the 80s.
Patrick's pancreatic cancer.
Well, I got a question. Does coming to Jesus mean collaborating with the FBI?
Oh, you've already been colluding. Colluding is second nature to you, boy. Why don't you just collude?
Fine. Whatever.
Why don't you just collude with Jesus?
All right, Reverend. All right, Reverend. All right, I confess. I confess. I'm just a piece of shit. I was a mediocre student, even according to my professors. I got no true convictions. I got into Russian politics because I thought that reading Tolstoy would get me laid.
Because you knew that Russian politics would get you laid.
I don't know shit. I don't know how I got into this. But fine, I'll
for
do
the
whatever
record,
you...
reading Tolstoy would, has totally
all
got
this,
me late.
All this
you were tempted by the Bolsheviks because of the sins of the flesh.
Uh-huh. Mueller here, I just have to say, it seems like you're really just a cog in a machine. And as a cog, I mean, you can be replaced.
Mueller.
And you can also be put into a different machine.
He just called you a cog. Are you going to let him call you a cog, or are you going to turn to Jesus?
Mueller, you're totally right.
We're on the same side here.
Mueller, you're totally right.
It's good.
I'm just
good
a mook.
Bad priest.
I'm not.
I brought you here.
Oh, that is an episode name after everyone. Good cop, bad priest. Sorry, go on.
Mueller.
Oh, it's so funny on so many levels.
So cogs, machines.
Mueller, I'm gonna confess, you're right. There's nothing good.
Hey, who
about,
else was right?
You and the Reverend Billy Bob are right.
And Jesus.
I ain't right. I ain't good about nothing.
But you can make it good. How are you gonna make this right?
I ain't good about nothing. I was a fucking mediocre student. I didn't do anything with my life. I don't know how I got involved
according
in the White
House.
According
to who were you a mediocre student?
According to all my professors, I didn't stand out.
They're
in the
just
class.
Part of the Lion Media. Wait,
my life means nothing. My life means nothing. I haven't accomplished anything. I got no love in my life.
You've
I'm just
accomplished
a mook.
A lot.
I'm so just a mook.
Into, you got into that arty intellectual scene, getting your dick wet, enjoying the Russian propaganda.
Dipping that beak.
Enjoying all the notoriety and the joy and the sins of the flesh that comes with that.
I thought maybe now that I work in the White House, I'll get laid. I was wrong.
Oh, and there's no sweet.
Well, you know what
you.
Consistently gets people that are as fucked as you a little bit better fucked?
A little bit more credibility?
A little bit better fucked is if you wear a wire for the FBI.
Wait, if I wear a wire, I'll get laid?
Oh, you sure will.
Oh, guaranteed. Oh, yeah. You never saw The Wire? There was a lot of sex in that show.
And they all
five seasons of television gold.
Wait, but there was a black guy in that show. I'm not going to have to deal with a black guy, am I?
I mean, it's D.C. I mean, as you're driving through the outer, but like as long as
once
you take a car
there,
service.
Once you've hit the vein.
Yeah. Once you hit the vein, you're there.
Yep.
All right. If you say so. If you say I'm finally going to get laid.
But there's one thing you got to do before we attach a wire to you.
If you say I'm not going to be a 31-year-old virgin, then yeah, sure.
All right.
I'm a 20-year-old virgin.
Take him out on the barge.
I was a 30-year-old virgin. I'm not going to be a 31-year-old virgin.
At least not all year.
All right. What you want me to do? What do you want to know about?
Listen, first we got to baptize you before anything, all right?
So let's prep the barge.
Praise Jesus.
All right. Let's go to the Potomac first thing tomorrow.
We'll do what we want. We'll go where we want, all right? Papa Dop. The all FBI. Right. Okay, our barges are all top all right. notch.
Mueller's got to go take a leak. Maybe you guys can have like
no,
a real.
You can
like...
hold it. We're almost there.
It's going to be an intimate baptism.
See this?
A Putin shower.
What's a Putin shower? What would that be?
It's a special form of baptism facilitated by the Russians on videotape.
Oh yeah.
It's actually a dual baptism.
Making me an honorary Russian and a Christian.
Well, you're definitely a Christian if you're with us. Because if there's one thing we're about, it is the fucking Lord. So listen, Papa Dop.
Yeah, that's my name.
Before we attach this wire and you get all sorts of wild pussy because of it,
yeah,
we're gonna have to fucking baptize you, so that all if you right. die when you're doing this.
Well,
because
we can't
hell.
Baptize you after you put the wire on, or it would ruin the electronics.
We don't really care if you go to hell or not, but we can't communicate with you if you do. Whereas if it's heaven, we know a guy. All right, Papa Dop. Undress right here on the bow of the ship.
Wait, he's been nude this whole time.
Well, then start shaving.
Well, you got me.
Start shaving. Why don't you ham it up a little while you do?
Yeah, actually, I mean, with all of the crimes you've committed, you should wax.
Yeah. No, let's just let him shave.
What does this have to do with
good cop, bad priest?
Wait, guys, what does this have to do with being baptized?
Shaving your balls is everything about being baptized.
Yeah, you don't want to catch a cold. Yeah,
you have to be completely engulfed by the Lord. You know that, right?
Smooth,
and
slick.
If you have pubes or hair, there could be some bubbles in there.
Right.
So you gotta shave that fucking shit off.
Oh yeah. God.
All right.
So unclean with all my hair.
We'll put a wig on you, all right? We'll save the hair after you shave it.
Those luxurious locks. Pop it up.
We'll draw hair back on
you.
But
all the people I know, they all walk around with hair. Does that mean all the people I know are sinners?
They don't. The president.
Oh, now I get it.
Isn't it so good that the FBI finally started using priests? It's one of the upsides of the Trump administration, you know?
I mean, the Exorcist movie was like a loose adaptation of real events that happened after like the priest initiation program started in the 70s.
Yeah, but like we said before, it's all very bureaucratic.
Oh my God, so many taxes.
So listen, pop it up.
Appropriations. Mm-hmm.
Start shaving your balls while we're watching right here.
This is...
Come on, lather up. Here, we'll even give you some shaving cream.
I can't believe this.
Yo, Robert Mueller.
Do you need a mirror?
Robert Mueller, hand this motherfucker, hand Popple Dop a mirror and a fucking razor and some fucking shaving cream.
I can't believe this stuff always happens to me, Popple Dop.
Well, listen.
That Popple Dop is popping up a little bit.
Man.
Oh, man, you even came up with a sex reference when we're convoying him. Jesus. Damn, Bob Mueller, you are fucking
I never meant to,
it's the years at the bureau or
all right.
I never meant to get into politics. And sometimes I wake up at home, and sometimes I'm in a hotel room in a foreign country, and sometimes I'm shaving my balls while I walk the plank.
How do you feel about shaving your balls, Papa Dop?
I mean, it's the last thing I'm ever gonna do, so I try to enjoy it.
We're
gonna get a lot more work
Jesus.
Out of you.
Yep.
Oh my God. How did I get into this?
All right, well, let's get ready.
All I wanted to do was read Tolstoy.
All you needed to do, just say no to treason.
Just
say more, you know.
But I committed a lot of treason.
Yeah, and none of it was worth it.
No, because I'm gonna just be made fun of my entire life.
I have
no
hair.
No matter where I go, all the people who are smarter than me are gonna make fun of me.
No beard.
And they're gonna tell me. They're going to tell me that I'm a dumb motherfucker and that my life is meaningless.
Dip him in the water.
Oh, God.
Do you swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth?